Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Kurnick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rob Gardner. Pitching for the New York Mets, Rob Gardner. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Javier moves to second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Flood steals second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Hunt moves to second. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hunt scores. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 1, Mets, 1. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kurnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurnick strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive towards short. Butchek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kurnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Butchek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kurnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurnick takes first base on ball 4. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurnick moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurnick scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Brock moves to third. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Larry Bernerth now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Corral is now catching. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lewis scores. Coleman moves to second. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Larry Bernerth. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is hit by the pitch. Coleman moves to third. McMillan moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman scores. McMillan moves to third. Hiller moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 3, Mets, 3. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McMillan scores. Hiller moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Butchek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales strikes out. One out. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Butchek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Butchek reaches third base with a triple. George Kurnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurnick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kurnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer has Bucek trapped. There's the throw to Coleman and back to Boyer, who tags Bucek for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bucek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Coleman and he is safe. Javier steals second. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chu-Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive towards short. Bucek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bucek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordy Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales is 0-for-1 in the game. Corrales bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corrales for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Jerry Bucek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bucek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Phil Galliano pinch hits for George Kurnick. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Galliano now playing first base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Coleman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Flood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing left field. Tito Francona now playing first base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.